Disney, the college podcast.
Isn't this sleepy time, though?
Just practicing.
You're just practicing? You're going to plan and do the whole new theme song on the main show?
Didn't you like it?
I did.
You could just do that and then pitch my voice up.
Was it the Dora the Explorer theme song?
No.
It wasn't? I thought it was the... Because they go... Dora.
You're not supposed to admit to that.
Well, Nickelodeon, you hear it here. That was not the Dora the Explorer theme song.
That was the furthest thing from the Dora the Explorer theme song.
Were you thinking of Dora the Explorer because it was on Hulu? Right.
Love Dora. She does really good things.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, first of all, some really good things that she does is she takes a trip to go see the big round hen. Then she also takes care of the cookies. Do you remember those?
No.
And she takes care of the grumpy old troll. She solved all of his riddles.
Would you mind?
She did anything.
Would you mind if we start over and face this way? Because we both keep moving and the microphone keeps going like that.
No. I liked that. It was funny.
Well, it'll be even funnier when we do it again, right?
I can't do it again.
So do we just continue on?
I can't do it again.
Okay.
We can turn around while we're doing it, though.
In the mid-show?
Yeah.
All right, everybody. We're taking a turn.
All right. We can do this mid-show because we aren't breaking the third wall. Like, in movies, they can't do that. But we can, because we're not... They know that we know.
That they know.
That they know. That we know.
They know that we're listening. We know that they're listening, and they know that we know that they're listening.
We're watching you.
No, technically they're watching us.
You scandalous beings. Wow.
So
Zoinks.
So it's been a while since our last episode, right?
Uh-huh.
November?
November.
November, like, 25th?
Damn it, it has been a while.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I love chocolate so much.
Today we are not actually sponsored, but we're sponsored by Hershey's Almonds.
Yeah, you know why?
Why?
Because I'm on my, you know what? Chocolate is sponsored.
Chocolate sponsored?
Sponsored by me, Emmy.
Yeah. So what's...
God damn, it's good. I love Hershey's. Gosh, so, this seems like such a freaky, like, movie thing.
What? What does?
I just feel like a very basic woman. Oh. Right now. By being like, ooh, chocolate. I love it.
It is good, though.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. We were going to shout out some people that are very special to us that we know listen to our show.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. We had my daddy and my little bubber. Luca Bazooka, the Paladuca. He listens to this.
He does. Oh, yeah. He does.
It says nuts in it.
Yeah, it has almonds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, guys. I love you and I miss you.
We apologize that we don't remember certain quotes, because we record this late at night, so.
Oh, I know. So that they quoted the part where I'm like, oh God, Elsa, and like super lesbianist for Elsa.
Lesbianist? Mm-hmm. Is that a saying?
Like, I'm very lesbian for Elsa. That's why we were laughing at me. Remember?
I do.
Yeah.
Well, what's been happening since November?
Frick. We went to New... No, we didn't.
We went to what?
I can't remember where we went to.
We went to New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you just said Utah.
Utah?
Yeah, I thought you said we went to you... I thought you were going to say Utah.
Oh, no. Couldn't remember where it was.
Yeah, we went to New Hampshire for New Year's.
Mm-hmm. How fun.
That was good, yeah.
We just stayed alone inside the whole time, so... It was COVID-friendly.
Very COVID-friendly. We all got tested before, so.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't think we got tested after, but.
Yeah.
We were all tested before.
Yeah. And we really just kind of hang out with each other.
Yeah. Basically, everyone there is people I work with, so.
Yeah. What else for you?
Well, you're missing one big thing that's coming up.
Yeah, but I don't want to just skip straight to the news.
Oh, it was your birthday.
It wasn't my birthday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My birthday. 25.
I thought we recorded an episode in December, but I guess I'm wrong. Because I remember being like, this was probably going to be the last one for the year. But maybe we said that knowing we weren't going to in December.
Maybe. I don't know. Hey, Patrick. You know what number is better than 24? 25. That's me. I'm 25.
Well, January we did nothing, essentially. Right?
We both...
I don't know if you had started your job the last time.
I have a new job.
Yeah, I think...
I got a better role.
Yeah.
I'm a higher up position.
You know what that means?
What?
Because of where you work?
The big news. Da-da-da-da. We're
moving down the street.
That was funny.
We're moving down the street.
Yeah.
It's not on the same street technically, but it's about, you know, like 5 miles down the same street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With a slight left.
No, it's not slight left, it's a slight right.
With a slight right.
I drive there every day.
I will be soon.
Da 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 da. Yeah. So people can probably guess what I do for work now.
Yeah.
ASMR. Hear this? The tapping of the ocean.
Is that a dolphin?
Yeah, that was my attempt at a dolphin. That was pretty terrible.
I guessed it, though, so it wasn't that terrible.
Yeah, well, I was making a motion.
Oh, I wasn't looking at
it. I was going, oi, oi, oi. That's a seal.
Yeah, so our new apartment has a balcony. That's nice.
Yeah, it has a balcony, and it has amenities, and it has my favorite.
Balcony?
A washer and dryer. Wow, I am old. God. Well, I'm not 16 anymore.
Did I say on the show that this was the first ever year that I was like, I hope I get socks.
We're old people.
I know.
I'm sorry to all the old people that listen. I love you.
How old's an old person to you?
It's me. I'm an old person.
Does that make me ancient?
God, all the hip and trendy kids are never going to listen to this because we are old people. But, like, wait. Maybe they will. I don't know. Whenever I was in high school or middle school, I always thought older people were cool. Yeah. And I couldn't wait to be old. And now that I am old, oh my freaking stars. Oh my freaking stars. We should have listened to our parents. Oh my God.
I bet you
they've been telling us this for years.
I bet you that one of your parents pulls out an editing software and clips you saying, we should have listened to my parents. For
I know who would do it.
It would be on a loop. It's their new ringtone. Every time you call, I should have listened to my parents.
Meg would do it. Or Steven. One of them. They would do it. Oh my gosh. Just because they're freaking goofs. Like, oh my God. I can't wait to move. I'm really excited.
I know. The episodes will probably sound a lot better because the rooms are kind of bigger, right?
Yeah. It's about this size for the bedroom.
Well, aren't the walls higher? Like the ceiling?
No.
No? It's about the same?
Maybe it's not that high. They're 9-foot ceilings. These are 9 feet.
But I mean, instead of walls filled with mold and our voices echoing off that, we're going to have walls filled with, like, not mold.
Cushy pillow kittens.
So if anybody's looking for an apartment, I got the deal for you.
Ooh. If you really are, like, literally tell me if you're in the Massachusetts area. And then... Yeah, come lease with us and just be like Emmy referred me. And, like, if you do that, it'll probably freak me out.
Just also...
But that would be really cool.
If you do want to know information about it, send us an email at deedcollegepod@gmail.com. And that's all the information we'll give out now. What was the... Oh, you drew a new picture for the podcast. So instead of the OG sleepy time picture, there is now a new picture. Yeah. So take a look at that and appreciate it.
Let us know what you think, but only if it's nice or else I'll probably cry. Or Please don't.
I just won't pass it on. I don't think anybody...
Oh, I would see it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would see it and I would feel really sad. I can't handle criticism. I am the perfect child. The OG, if you will. Dang it. I literally fit every stereotype of who I am. I literally do. Every stereotype. Like, there's stereotypes about big sisters. There's stereotypes about blondes. There's stereotypes about white women being like bimbos. And also just being stupid. Or being basic. So, like, the stereotype is that white is basic, like basic white girl. Mm-hmm. Stereotype of blondes being stupid. The stereotype of a big sister is being perfect, or like feeling like you have to be perfect. And I literally fit all of those stereotypes. So then I guess they aren't stereotypes because that's who I am.
What? I don't know how to
I don't know how to explain it better than that. Like, I just do. Like, that's who I am, so it's not a stereotype because it literally is just me. And like, it's not a bad thing, but like, people try to make it bad being that stereotype. Like, I don't want to be dumb girl. Dumb blonde girl. I don't know. I'm not explaining it very well. That sounds rude. I apologize. But it's not meant to be rude. I wish I could just make that a shirt. If that's rude, I'm sorry. But it's not meant to be rude. Because that's literally the way I feel every time I talk. Isn't that sad?
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they. That's kind of sad. I'm sure they do have shirts that say that. I can tell you if they do. What did you say? If it.
If I can't remember.
If I sound.
Oh, if I sound like I'm being rude, I'm sorry. That wasn't my intention, or something like.
Let's see.
And it should just be, like, on my shirt because it's literally how I feel always.
Well, Google says step-by-step process on how to apologize. That's not what I'm looking for there, Google. T-shirt? Uh-huh. I'm sure there's a T-shirt that says something similar, but just not that, like, phrased way, you know?
I don't think so. I don't think anyone else in the world has had that same thought.
Oh, all right. Well, if not, you can check our merch store after this, and maybe you'll see some t-shirts that say it.
That was a unique thought that only I've had. Have you ever thought about some people have thoughts that you will never know what they thought, ever. Like, sometimes it could be a completely, like, bizarre, like, thing, and your mind will have never come up with that exact same thought. Does that bother you?
It doesn't bother me. It's cool. Oh,
it bothers me. I want to know.
You want to know?
Yeah.
You feel like they're holding a secret against you?
No, because, like, the reason people are smart is because they've had so many thoughts. They know so many things. But, like, that's because their brain just decided to make more thoughts than yours did. That makes them superior, which is annoying.
Or they just know, like, I mean, this is...
I'm not explaining it well. So, like, imagine... I guess imagine, like, every thought that you have is like a little pop, like, right?
Yeah.
So like a little pop, and it just like happens anytime, anywhere, whatever. And it literally is like a little pop, because it, like, the image pops into your brain, or the thought pops into your brain. So like, imagine it as that. Well, like, the reason people are smart is literally because they have more thoughts than you. Like, they're smarter because they have more knowledge. Does that make sense? So,
somewhat, I think.
Like, there's things we've never thought of because they thought of it for us, like how computers work or something weird like that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So, like, I have no clue how a computer works. They thought that for me, so they have the knowledge, so they are superior because they know that and I don't. And it's, like, not, like, superior, like, they're better than me, but, like, they're superior beings because they have more knowledge. That's literally a thing.
The way I look at it, though, is you know more about art than I do, so you've had thoughts about art that I do not. So it kind of goes that way for everyone. I mean, obviously there are some people that invented things that we're never going to, like, be able to invent. I mean, we could, but we're not. We don't, like, say it's computer, the people who created the internet. Like, so much research came before them that they're going off that research and continuing it on. So we could very well go on, or if that was our career path or whatnot, we could go look it up, learn it, and help further that. It's just, we don't have the desire to go do that. Unless you do, I mean. Everyone is capable of very similar things.
Yeah. That makes sense, too.
So, like, if you say, like, this is a terrible example, but, like, Rocket League.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I thinking that? I don't know. But I've been playing a lot of Rocket League, for people to know. So, the first time you played, you said you were bad, right?
Yeah.
Well, one, I don't think you were bad. I thought you did a pretty good job. But two, when I first started playing, I was terrible, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm terrible at video games. But the more you do something, the more, like, I had no interest in that game until college, where I just witnessed someone playing it. I had never had that thought in my head. So watching someone play it, playing it for the first time and failing, like, and then working at it, it's just because, like, your interests don't really align with the other interests. But if something came across that you saw and you wanted to try and excel at it, you probably could.
Oh my god, I don't know what you said. I'm so tired.
Yeah.
Oh my. Wow, what a long week. For everyone who doesn't know, I literally, this is my Friday night, basically. And so, I haven't had a break for 5 days.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted. Well, five days. Wow.
Good news is you get the next 2 days off, right?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's just so sad. But I'm sorry. That's dumb.
What's it so sad?
It's just so sad that, like, people literally, like, we're kind of, like, born to work.
Yeah.
And die. And that's about it. And it's kind of not fair.
No, I agree with you, and we could go into a long thing about that, but it's
I really like that whole stock market thing that happened recently.
For those who don't know, this is because this will probably come out a week or so from now, but the week we're recording this is when Dogecoin and GameStop and the stocks and stuff are flying up, so that's just a little context information.
Ah, yeah. What did I say?
You said something about stocks.
Oh, yeah. So, like, with that and, I mean, it just kind of, like, gave a little bit of hope that maybe that won't happen. It felt like a little, like, the way that, like, it felt a little bit, like, revolutionary, and, like, it's in the making, but it feels like we're starting to get to a way better place.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that it's actually starting to feel that way, because for a really long time, I haven't.
Well, that, I mean, that's the same thing, the day that, I mean, Biden's no better, and I don't want to get into politics, or he is better than Trump, but, a lot of people on the day that Biden got elected were like, it feels like before Trump was elected again. You know what I mean? Like, it feels like everything kind of reset back to 20 whatever year Trump won. Did you hear that whole theory?
Oh my God, that's scary.
Did you hear that whole theory though?
No.
So right before Trump was elected, Saturday Night Live, Their schedule was a Halloween episode. I think there was a full moon Halloween episode all on the same night, and the host was John Mulaney. And then the week after, when Trump won, the host was Dave Chappelle. And you know what they did this year? It was the first full moon on Halloween in a long time. They had John Mulaney host. And Dave Chappelle hosted the week after, and people were like, they're doing this to try to reset the universe.
I don't like that.
It's not actually a reset. I'm just saying people are feeling good again because Trump is no longer president.
It just really freaked me out.
I'm sorry. It's not true. It was from a TikTok. And they were joking around.
I don't like conspiracies.
That's not a conspiracy. That's just a joke that someone's mom made on TikTok.
People are saying it's a conspiracy that it really happened.
Oh, it didn't really happen. There's no way. How would that happen?
Anything can happen.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see how the rest of this year plays out, right? It's New Year.
Mm-hmm. Good night.
Good night.
So tired.
Is this the end of the episode?
I don't know. I'm really tired.
Well, if it's the end of the did you just slightly fall asleep?
Oh my, yeah. All right, so, I'm about to pass out.
Okay, well, for anyone who is listening, here's a little bit of ads, essentially. So last week, me and James on the main feed talked about the new Weezer album, which has nothing to do with Disney. But in that episode, we mentioned how Donald Duck was murdered in the parks. So if you have any information about that, email us at dcollegepod@gmail.com or the voice note thing, and we will play until we find out and prove that Goofy did this. Also, Monday.
I didn't realize this was who you were whenever we started dating.
Investigating fake murders.
Love you.
I love you
so much.
I love you. I gotta. I gotta. I gotta quickly finish the ad read, though. So, oh my god. So now Mondays, and you'll notice the last episode of the main show, Mondays, or, oh god, last episode I had mentioned that we had a new show called Cinema is Dead with Connor from No Highway Option and Nick from, he doesn't host a show. Nick from Cinema is Dead. He's in Cinema is Dead. And that's going to be on Mondays. So now you got this nice little streak. You got Disney College Podcast. Oh, before we changed the name of it. Remember? Huh. Our last episode, it was D College Podcast still. We changed the name in the meantime.
Of what?
The podcast. Not Sleepy Time, but it's no longer D College Podcast. It's Disney College Podcast.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, I was just saying.
That's why I said it at the beginning in the Dora part.
Oh, yeah. It hasn't been mentioned on this show yet, so.
It was mentioned at the very beginning.
That we changed it?
Not that we changed it. I called it the Disney College.
Oh, all right.
Silly dilly.
So now you got Disney College Podcast on Sundays.
Disney Podcast.
You got...
I'm so sorry.
You got Cinema is Dead, the new show on Mondays. You got No Highway Option with Connor and Luke on Tuesdays. And then guess what you get on Wednesdays occasionally?
My dad's
Your house. What? No, you get Sleepy Time with us.
My dad's house.
Yeah.
Wait, what? I don't know what I meant.
I don't either.
I was like thinking about waffles or something, and then that just popped into my head. I don't know. That was really weird.
All right. Well,
I'm so sleepy. Okay. Can we go to bed?
Yeah, we'll go to bed. So,
bye. Do we have an outro? I miss you, Mom.
All right. We'll see everyone in like 3 months at this rate, because that seems to be the way that we go.
Good luck on your future endeavors, everybody. Fasten your seatbelts for a rocky start to 2020, and then a smooth landing into 2021. Motherfucker, you ruined it.
Invest in Dogecoin. We're going to the moon.
Yeet! I have -$30.
Well, did you hear what the people on Reddit are calling Elon Musk?
Mm-mm.
I gotta do a Reddit voice. I don't know what a Reddit guy would sound like. Just pretend. They call him Daddy Musk.
Daddy Musk.
Daddy. That's it. That's the voice. Daddy. Daddy Musk.
Alright.
That's well, it. That's Wait, the why the do show? They call people Daddy Musk?
No, they call Elon Musk Daddy Musk.
On Reddit?
On that subreddit, because he's the one that was leading the GameStop thing.
What?
Yeah. Or, I mean, they figured it out, and then he started tweeting about it, and it got more attention. The same thing, like, the other day, when Dogecoin was going up, he just tweeted a picture of a magazine that said, dog, but it was, like, in a different language, so it said Doge, but spelled a bit differently, and the dog looked like the Dogecoin one. So then that's when the coins started going up again. If he tweets about it, the coins skyrocket.
Wait, someone tweeted that?
Elon Musk.
No, but someone tweeted it before he tweeted it, and they thought that it said Doge, or he tweeted it. What?
Well, Doge is a meme. Doge is a meme from way back. And he didn't want to directly advertise for Dogecoin. So, like, before in the past, he's done, like, hashtag Doge, like, just and nothing else. And this time around, he posted a magazine cover that's in a different language. It just looked like the dog from the meme. And it was kind of spelled D-O, UGE or something like that. And he just posted that and said nothing else. So that's why everybody's like, we're going to the moon, or we're going to Mars, I think they're saying, because Elon's trying to go to Mars. So we're all going to Mars with Elon. Oh my
God. That would be really cool.
Yeah, we all just
He wants to take us to Mars?
I don't think so.
I want to go to Mars too. He's going to leave us here?
I don't know if I like Elon or not.
I like him.
I think I do, but...
I like Oblivion.
What?
The song his wife sings.
Oh, but we also don't like them. You know why?
We don't like them.
You know what they did?
They named their child Kyle.
Yeah, with a weird...
Sigamal.
did you hear what they actually did?
No.
She announced that she had COVID. And she was like, oh, I have COVID, but I'm actually enjoying it because the fever meds are making me hallucinate. And then they went to a Dave Chappelle comedy show and they took a picture with him. And they weren't wearing masks.
Uh-oh.
So she went and spread it and now he has COVID. But you know who else was there in the same picture? Joe Rogan.
Who's Joe?
He's that podcast guy that's like, oh, COVID... I've listened, he has like 4-hour podcasts. I've listened to like 2 of them in the past, but he's the one that all those, like, I don't know how to describe it, manly men listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We don't like Joe Rogan on this podcast. Unless he wants to sign us. Then
he has the eyes that look like this.
Yeah, I was listening to the,
Is that him?
I think so. I was listening, they can't see it.
Joe Rogan.
Let me,
Yeah, I know. But they'll understand what I mean.
Well, there's a
His
joke.
Eyes are creepy.
You know how I've been watching...
It looks like the kind of creep that would, like, come up behind you in the subway and be like... He literally does.
Well, you know what they... You know how I,
I have to pee so bad.
You know that podcast I listen to that has Frenemies on it?
Yeah. H3?
Yeah, they, they just came up with an episode that said Joe Rogan looks like this guy, and I'm trying to remember what it is. Hold on. I'm sorry, I know you have to pee.
No, it's okay. Is it...
No, it's something I never thought about, and it's actually,
It's gonna be exactly what...
Joe Rogan looks like a tiny version of the Joker. Because he's only 5'7" or something like that. They don't have a picture.
Let me see what Joe Rogan looks like. Who is it?
Well, you're going to get creeped out because in the thumbnail it has that corpse. Please. Corpse guy, corpse husband.
What's a corpse?
He's like a YouTuber that doesn't show his face. Okay. So ignore this, but look at the Joker in the background. Do you see the Joker? Like, in the middle, kind of, with Joe Rogan's face on it.
No, he doesn't.
They said, like, oh, he has a flat face, like the... All right, well, Emmy's got to pee and then go to bed.
Yeah.
And
hey,
I got to play Rocket League, apparently. Show. Oh, wait. Are you singing?
Did that sound nice? Like actually, a little bird?
It actually did sound pretty nice.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I can sing another song. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Somebody once told me the world's gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. He was looking kind of dumb with his finger and his thumb in the shape of an L on his forehead. Well, they don't stop coming and 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 they don't stop coming. Sorry, everyone.
All right, everyone. Well, we will see you...
at noon tomorrow for
Monster Truck Sunday. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Yeah. Wait, this is coming out on Wednesday, though.
Oh, no.
We can't put an episode out on noon on Wednesday.
Noon on Wednesday.
Or noon on Thursday, because we're putting this out on Wednesday. Should we? Should we record a second one, put it out on noon?
For me?
Yeah.
On Thursday?
Well, not at noon on Thursday. We record one and put one out at noon.
Why would we do it on Thursday when it's Monster Truck Sunday?
I don't know. I have no idea. Because you said in the thing, you're like, we'll see you at noon tomorrow.
So, tomorrow's Sunday.
Yeah, for us it's Sunday. For everybody listening, it's Thursday.
I said Monster Truck Sunday. What? Oh, I'm going to pee my pants.
Okay, everyone. We'll see you hopefully next week, but you know, 3 weeks from now. So.
Hey, hey, hey. Good night.